Yo, it's your boy D'Angelo.
What's good? This is your girl Alexi.
Yo, what's up? It's your girl Rita.
And you're now tuned in to the Chicago View Podcast, brought to you by Riverhawk Productions.
You can find the Chicago View Podcast on social media platforms such as TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Riverhawk Productions on YouTube.
So stop what you're doing right now and follow us on all social media platforms so you will have access to all of the exclusive content that we will post.
Every single Sunday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time.
I see dead people.
Mustard on that beat, ho.
Hey, mustard on the beat, ho. Depot, any rap, nigga, he a freak, though. Man, damn, call an ember lamps. Tell him, breathe, bro. Nail a nigga to the cross, he walk around like Tizo. What's up with these jabroni ass niggas trying to see Compton? The industry can hate me, fuck them all and they mama. How many ops you really got? I mean, it's too many options. I'm finna pass on this body, I'm John Stockton. Beat your ass and hide the Bible if God watching. Sometimes you gotta pop out and show niggas. Certified boogeyman, I'm the one that up to score with him. Walk him down whole time, I know he got some hoe in him. Pole on him, extort shit, bully the floor on him. Say Drake, I hear you like I'm young. You better not ever go to cell block one. To any bitch that talk to him and they in love, just make sure you hide your little sister from him. They tell me Chubb's the only one that get your hand-me-downs. And party at the party playing with his nose now. And Baka got a weird case, why is he around? Certified lover boys, certified pedophiles. Wop, 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 wop. Dot, fuck him up. Wop, 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 wop. I'ma do my stuff. Why you trolling like a bitch? Ain't you tired? Trying to strike a chord, and it's probably A minor. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul, I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches, go. The audience not dumb, shape the stories how you want. Hey Drake, they're not slow. Rabbit hole is still deep, I can go further, I promise. Ain't there something? Be rest, that's for bitchin'. You Malibu most wanted, ain't no law boy, you ball boy. Fetch Gatorade or something. Since 2009, I had this bitch jumping. You niggas will get a wedgie, be flipped over your boxes. Or over your foe, the other vaginal option. Pussy, nigga better straighten they posture. Got famous all up in content, might write this with a doctor. Tell a pop star quit hiding, fuck a caption, won't action. No accident, I'm hands on, he fuck around, get polished. Fucked on Wayne girl while he was in jail, that's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a bitch apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home, y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alondra down to Central, nigga better not speak on Serena. And your homeboy needs subpoena, that predator moving flocks. That name gotta be registered and placed on neighborhood watch. I lean on you niggas like another line of walk. Yeah, it's all eyes on me and I'ma send it up the park. Ayy, put the road label on me, I'ma get them drop, ay, sweet chin music and I won't pass the ox, ay, how many stocks do I really have in stock, ay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 plus 5, ay, devil is a lie, he a 69 god, ay, freaky ass niggas need to stay their ass inside, ay, roll their ass up like a fresh pack of Zion, ay, city is back up, it's a must, we outside, ay. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. They not like us, they not like us, they not like us. Once upon a time, all of us was in chains. Homies still double down, calling us some slaves. Atlanta was the mecca, building railroads and trains. Bear with me for a second, let me put y'all on game. The settlers was using town folk to make them richer. Fast forward 2024, you got the same agenda. You run to Atlanta when you need a check balance. Let me break it down for you, this the real nigga challenge. You caught Future when you didn't see the club. Hey, what? Lil Baby help you get your lingo up. What? 21, get your first street cred. Thug makes you feel like you a slime in your head. Hey, what? Quavo said you can be from Northside. What? 2 Chainz say you good, but he lied. You run to Atlanta when you need a few dollars. No, you not a colleague, you a fucking colonizer. The family matter and the truth of the matter. It was God's plan to show y'all the liar. He a fan, he a fan, he a fan. He a fan, he a fan, he a freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for your life. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Freaky ass nigga, he a 69 god. Hey, 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 run for your life. Hey, 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 run for
let
your life.
Let me hear you say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Say O-V-Ho.
O-V-Ho.
Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way. Are you my friend? Are we locked in? Then step this way. Step that way. Then step this way. Step that way.
What's good, everyone? This is your girl, Lexi, and hope that you've been rocking with us with the Chicago View, staying in the loop and all that good stuff by Revon Productions. All right, let's get into this week's topics. I know that you all have been keeping up, but I just want to make sure you've been keeping up. So let's get into all the explosive disses from Kendrick Lamar and Drake. They've been shaking the hip-hop world lately. What do you think Drake is going to do after the latest diss by Kendrick? What are your thoughts on that? Let's get into it. So I put together a little timeline from way back when it all began. So maybe I might miss out on a few things, but help me keep up because I'm trying to keep up and put the pieces together and stuff like that. You know. So let's get into this little timeline that I dropped. So it all started back in 2011 when Drake drops his Take Care album featuring Kendrick. And he features this song called Buried Alive. This is when Kendrick was up and coming, and this was on Drake's second album. 2012, Drake asked Kendrick and A$AP Rocky, who he also had beef with, to be his opening acts for his tour. 2013, Kendrick drops a song featuring Big Sean called Control, where he calls out all the big name rappers. He said, I have love for y'all, but I'm trying to unalive y'all on the tracks. Mentioning Drake, Big Sean were the two names that he dropped on the song featuring Big Sean himself, which was, I don't know, I guess, you know, he said it was nothing but a friendly competition, but what are y'all thoughts on that? In 2013, Kendrick comes for Drake at the BET Awards Cypher. Quote, nothing's been the same since they dropped Control. Tuck a sensitive rapper back into his PJ clothes and calls Drake a fake. Fast forward to 2023, Drake and J. Cole linked up for a song called First Shooter. Well, J. Cole's verse says, in quotes, I love it when they argue who's the hardest. MC, is it K-Dot, is it Aubrey, or is it me? Now, I don't know if y'all know this because I didn't know who the hell K-Dot was. But K-Dot is Kendrick Lamar. That was his rapper name before he became Kendrick Lamar. Fast forward to this year, Kendrick features on a song called Like That, featuring Metro Boomin saying, F the Big Three, it's just me, Big Three Who. He also brings up Lamar's previous record, Top Dawg, saying, Top Dawg told you to drop and give me 50 like it's push-ups, referring to 50 of all his earnings to the label. So Drake releases his first diss track called Push Ups, where he clowns Kendrick for being 5'5". See, I don't know about short jokes because I be feeling some type of way about that, but what are y'all thoughts on his diss track called Push Ups? Then Drake drops another diss track called Tailor Made Freestyle. And this diss, it suggested that Kendrick is waiting for Taylor to drop a new album so that then he could drop his diss track. So apparently Kendrick had made his first feature with Taylor Swift, Bad Blood, and Drake is suggesting that Taylor is Kendrick's top dog. Then, it's like a tennis match, I promise. So after Drake diss Kendrick comes out and hits back with a song called Euphoria, where Kendrick alleged is calling out Drake for plastic surgery, comes at him from his skin color, then he asks the question, asking him how many black features do you need to feel black enough, calling out him and his label, saying that they are submitted to a cease and desist, trying to get the song that is like Kendrick. So basically they're saying that he's calling him out for trying to steal a song that sounds very much like Kendrick. Where Drake drops a song and he asks Drake if he's even considered that someone's on Drake's label is from OVO and is working for Kendrick. Kendrick calls him out for paying someone to get info on Kendrick. What are y'all thoughts on that one? The same day, Drake drops Family Matter. Drake drops the Family Matter, calling Kendrick a fake activist. Questioning why would Kendrick call him out for on his skin color when his girlfriend is mixed as well, and Drake is too. Where Drake questioned him, asking is it domestic abuse or self-defense because she's taller than you. I'm not gonna lie, that kind of threw me off when I heard it for the first time and had me think like, is it domestic abuse or is it self-defense? Because like, how would that work if she's beating your ass? It's not funny. It's never a funny matter, but it's just like, damn, he really asked that question because it's like, ooh. Within the same day, Kendrick responds with Meet the Grams, addressing Drake's son to Sandra, Drake's mom, this baby girl who's now 11 years old, saying that the same offenders of the Nicki Minaj husband type is on payroll, calling him out saying that he's a deadbeat and an alcoholic and a user of substances, telling Drake's son don't cut no corners like your daddy did, allegedly insisting of celebrating his 11-year-old baby girl's birthday. He's out partying in Turkey, paying for activities with a woman. Just put to you like that. And I want to come back to this where he says, talking about this 11-year-old girl. So now we're stuck here. And this is where the timeline ends for me, because I want to wrap it up with what everybody's talking about, and it's bringing a lot of controversy to the culture in the social media right now. So let's get into more of the beef like between Kendrick and Drake, because this has been happening since 2011, since we broke down the timeline a little bit more. So let's get into that. So we talked about how Drake claims that Kendrick Lamar is a domestic abuser and a fake activist, while Kendrick is out here claiming that Drake is hiding a second child, associating himself with a PDF files. Both accusations is pretty terrible. Like, I don't think that anybody wants to be known as a DA or a deadbeat in hiding kids, because that's like the worst type of rep to have as a artist, actor, anybody in the industry to have that kind of label put on you, just in a bad light overall. Why Primo posted that Kendrick really hates Drake. Man, there isn't no way around it. Like, it's publicly known that Kendrick doesn't like Drake, and I'm pretty sure that he's just first of many that doesn't like Drake, because Drake is never had no type of love, but that's a subject for later. We're gonna get into that as well, because that is definitely a point that I have. Kendrick Lamar disses Drake and J. Cole on Euphoria, quote, in stating, I see two of them kissing and hugging on stage. I love them both to death. Cole and Aubrey know I'm a selfish guy. The crown is heavy. Huh, I pray they my real friends. If not, I'm YNW Melly. What are y'all thoughts on that? When he said that line, from what I got from it, is I don't know if you guys all know about Melly, but Melly, when he came out and said Murder on My Mind, that song, he was like, he was my real friend, but I didn't know what's thinking him, and basically in so many words that he's saying that I hope that you're my friends, but if not, that I might just have to kill y'all the way that Melly did kill his friend, so allegedly. So yeah, then Kendrick Lamar calls out Drake for not responding to Pusha T. Quote, fuck out that Pusha P, let me see your Pusha T. You better off spitting on him again. You thinking about pushing on me. So what are your thoughts on Drake kids? Like, how many do you think this man has now, since Kendrick Lamar has said something about it being a love child, being involved, and she's 11 years old, and he's not paying any attention to her. He'd rather spend it on, you know, pretty much paying off women for pleasure and stuff like that. And he's not paying attention to his son that he has now, that you all know. And apparently there's two more of the kids that we don't know about. So let's get into that, but let me know your thoughts on that. So does Drake have a love child, since Kendrick had brought it up? And yeah, let's get into that discussion. So there's a few videos I want to talk about that I put on my notes that I want to talk about because it was very interesting to see some of these videos that's dropped and surfaced about Drake, about this lady named Layla Red. So Layla Red claimed to be pregnant while she was with Drake back in 2017-18, shortly after she was rewarded $3,050 for an essay alleged against the rapper. Am I saying that right? And this is no particular order when it comes down to this because I've mentioned and I wrote some notes. So I'm just going off the order of what I wrote it in. So just take note and let's count it together how many alleged rumors there is about there being a love child. So this year, a lady by the name of Laquina Guasha is pregnant by Drake. And since she told him in February, March, Drake has went ghost. She was posting positive pregnancy results from April 17, quoting, "I'm guessing in this era, the new thing is after you tell a dude that you're pregnant, they stop answering the phone. One lesson I've learned out of all this situation is to never be so naive when God disrespects you. I did everything he told me to do. I never asked him for a dime. I got my own bread. Whatever he did that to me is on his own. I had to remind myself that this man was once an actor, so why did I fall for this BS? What makes this matters worse is when you try to be private about it and keep your mouth shut, nobody cares. I hate that I have to put my business out there, but people nowadays only respects you when you're messy and ratchet. So F you, Drake, and I hope you know I was good to you, and this is how you treat me? Like them dusty, thirsty screenshots. / messy." So we're gonna tally two. We already know that he has a son, and from that statement that she said, she has one on the way, so that's two. And then from my other notes, as we all know that Kendrick came out with a diss saying that he's not spending time with his 11-year-old and that he's out on an island somewhere in Turkish spending on his whatever he's doing for his pleasure. And allegedly there is an 11-year-old out there that he has an 11-year-old daughter. So since the Drake diss, allegedly that Drake has an 11-year-old daughter out there. They saying that he was with a Haitian woman, that she is an American woman, that it was a waitress at a nightclub in Miami. So apparently she filed for legal papers in which she said that she notified the rapper on Tuesday that her daughter agreed to take a parenting test. So now we have his son that we all know, son on the way, an 11-year-old daughter, and now we have this other alleged accusation, rumor that's already been out there that he has a boy as well. Back in 2015, there was a lady posted that went viral for posting and said that this was Drake's son, and she also did like a side-by-side photo of her son and Drake at the same age, and they look pretty much identical, like twin family. And for some odd reason, she just went viral. Then all of a sudden, she stopped posting on social media and everything, though. She took her media down and she just, you know what I'm saying, like went ghost. But apparently, there is alleged rumor going out that she is getting with child support and receiving how much, I believe, in child support from him. But we don't really know that for sure. And as far as the 11-year-old daughter, there has been another rumor allegedly brought up because of this. So while I was looking on TikTok, there was this rumor alleged that said, what if he's not really talking about Drake having an 11-year-old daughter. What if they're referring to 11 from the show Stranger Things, because that was her name on the show, 11. Now, there was a whole rumor that went around, and that the girl from Stranger Things had came out and said, allegedly, that they have been texting when she was the age of 15, and she recently just turned 18 2 years ago. So as of today, she turned 18 2 years ago from Stranger Things, which makes her 15 from the time that her and Drake were talking and going out, and she would say that they went out to dinner and such and such. So why would Drake be coming and hanging out with an 11-year-old? I mean, a 15-year-old. And we're gonna pause on that. I'm gonna come back to that and bring your thoughts on that. So basically that Kendrick has one in my book, and both have made valid diss tracks. And let's just say from the record, I am team Kendrick Lamar, just because I've never really liked Drake from the time that X has said something. And we're gonna get into the next topic on Drake, about who Drake don't actually get along with within the hip hop world and industry, because apparently he's not the only person that's been beefing with Kendrick. It's been a list of people. So this is just new in. Kendrick Lamar drops another diss track called Not Like Us, and it hasn't been any firm alleged rumor coming out for this. I've just heard it as of yesterday, Saturday night, when it came out. So I listened to it, and this is what I get from it. And again, this is all just alleged. This is my opinion of what I've heard from the song and my opinion about it. So let's get into it. So in this diss that dropped yesterday, Saturday night on May 4th, Kendrick calls out Drake for saying that you have to hide your little sister from him because he is out to get your yams. Your yummy down and party with his nose now. And where he calls out this person who got a weird case because he's certified pedophile. He said, trolling like a bitch, trying to strike a chord, and it's probably a minor. Kendrick questions the owl, and he's saying bird ass bitches, bird ass niggas. Now this is where it gets interesting in the rap for me. He says, tune in, this is where what the sellers were doing to the folks in town. And he was pretty much referring Drake to a seller, saying that he used them to make them rich. So he would recruit people that was in town, the locals, the same agent, you run into the ATL for a check. You call out Future when you didn't see the club. You called out Baby for the lingo, 21 Savage for street, 21 Savage for false street credits, Young Thug to be called a slime, and you know, pretty much saying that you're brainwashed. Quavo from the North Side, then just to get your hype up. 2 Chainz saying that you're good, but he lied, and then talk about again how he goes to Atlanta just to get a checkup. And that he's not a collie, he's a colonizer. So he said, OVO ho. So OVO ho. OVO ho. Like you're calling your label a ho. So this was what allegedly that he was referring to his 11-year-old daughter, because he said Eternally Joyce, which is the girl's name Eternally, because she's 11. So I don't think the one about the Stranger Thing girl was true, but in the same note that he was talking about Drake having pedophiles in his crib, and it's just like, well, if you think about Stranger Things, she was only 15-year-old when Drake was trying to talk to her, so who knows, we will see. What are your thoughts on the latest Kendrick Lamar, Not Like Us, diss track that dropped yesterday? So to go back on a list of people who don't like Drake, just to clarify, I know this doesn't really have no reference when he was saying so Pusha T. So reference into that Pusha T doesn't like anyone who's affiliated with Birdman, because he doesn't really have a problem, but he don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't like somebody, doesn't mean that you don't really necessarily fuck with the rest of the people who you surround yourself with, because you are who you surround yourself with, apparently, right? So Pusha T doesn't like Birdman because he never paid Pharrell, which is Pusha T's friend, back for the beat that he has made, or he was supposed to pay him off for something that he never paid him off for. So that's why he don't really mess with anybody. And then that's what it is at the end of the day. But apparently, since Drake been in the industry, it has not been looking so good for him. So far, we know that he's been using alcohol and substances, paying off girls, being around pedophiles, probably being a pedophile himself now that we know about the Stranger Things Girl 11, but also being a deadbeat at that, because he hides about who he have kids with, going ghost on girls, and how can you say that you're a certified lover boy and want romance, but you do all this dumb shit, this, that, and the third? I'm sorry, this is what makes me not Team Drake. So the list of people who Drake has been in beef with is The Weeknd, A$AP Rocky, Rick Ross, Metro Boomin, Future. Future don't really got no beef, he just don't care. He's like, if you put me in some shit, I'm gonna put you in some shit. In other words, Pusha T, we all know this. Common, Kanye, Tyga, Joe Biden, Jhené Aiko. I don't see why. Tinashe, Jhené Aiko, and Tinashe and Travis Gambino, Kid Cudi, X, as we all know. And now, 15 years later, now he has beef with Kendrick Lamar. So that's where we're at with that. And maybe, hopefully, that, you know, Dre doesn't have to pay nobody to get no info on Kendrick. But we'll see, because he's kind of looking bad right now. And that's all I have for today's segment of Kendrick Lamar and Drake.
All right, y'all, look, let's take a quick break because we have a special message. So, as you all know, this is Red Rock Productions and the Chicago Root Podcast. But we want to give a huge, marvelous shout out to the people that are supporting us at the Women's Business Development Center and the Cook County Small Business Source. You can be immersed into their world at WBDC.org and CookCountySmallBiz.org. We want you to stay locked in, and we have more content on the way. So make sure you turn on your post notification bells. We have more to come.
Spiraling, I got your fucking lines tapped, I swear that I'm dialed in. First I was a rat, so where's the proof of the trial then? Where's the paperwork of the cabinet is filed in? 1090 Jake would've took all the walls down. The streets would've had me hiding out in a small town. My Montreal connects stand up, not far down. The ones that you getting your stories from, they all clowns. I am a war general, seasoned in preparation. My jacket is covered in medals, honor and decoration. You waited for this moment, overcome with the desperation. We plotted for a week and then we fed you the information. A daughter that's 11 years old, I bet he takes it. We thought about giving a fake name or a destination, but you so thirsty, you not concerned with investigation. Instead, you in that Venice studio, it's a celebration. You gotta learn to fact check things and be less impatient. Your fans are rejoicing, thinking this is my expiration. Even the picture you use, the jokes and the medication, the Maybach glove and the drug he uses for less inflation. Master manipulator, you bit on a speculation. You dumb and reactive, nigga, I'm petty with dedication. What about the bones we dug up in that excavation? And why isn't Whitney denying all of the allegations? Why is she following Dave Free and not Mr. Morale? You haven't seen the kids in 6 months, the distance is wild. Dave leaving heart emojis underneath pics of the child. Speaking of anything with a child, let's get to that now. This Epstein angle was the shit I expected. TikTok videos you collected and dissected. Instead of being on some disdirect shit, you rather fucking grab your pen and misdirect shit. My mom came over today and I was like, mother, I, mother, I, mother, I, wait a second. That's that one record where you say you got molested. Oh, fuck me, I just made the whole connection. This about to get so depressing. This is trauma from your own confessions. This when your father leave you home alone with no protection, so neglected. That's why these pedophile raps and shit you so obsessed with, it's so excessive. They acting like it's so aggressive, but you just never known affection. I don't wanna diss you anymore, this really got me second guessing. Touch my body by Mariah Carey play, you probably start reflecting. I never been with no one underage, but now I understand why this the angle that you really mess with.
Just for clarity, I feel disgusted. I'm too respected. If I was fucking young girls, I promise I'd have been arrested. I'm way too famous for the shit you just suggested, but that's not the lesson. Clearly, there's a deeper message. Deep cuts that never healed and now they got infected. Like if Dave really fucked your girl and got her pregnant. Talk about breeding resentment. Not sure how to ease the sentiment, the shit's too intimate. I'm praying you recover from both incidents. But you a piece of shit, so this shit really no coincidence. Drake is not a name that you gon' see on no sex offender list. Easy does it. You mentioned an A minor, but niggas gotta be sharp and tell the fans who was it. You thought you left D flat, D major. I slit your throat with the razor and do Rick Ross hair like that one flight from Malaysia. I'm your baby mama screensaver. Only fucking with Whitney's, not Millie Bobby Brown's. I never look twice at no teenager. I'm a fucking hitmaker, dawg, not a peacemaker. Yeah, bullets that I'm stuffing in each chamber. Your ass in extreme danger. Stop buying views and buy comments. You may as well keep the paper. Shit you about to need for later. I give a fuck about your streaming data. You could drop 100 more records, I'll see you later. Yeah, maybe when you meet Jamaica. I don't wanna fight with a woman beater. It feeds your nature. If you still bumping R. Kelly, you could thank the savior. Said if they deleted his music, then your music is going to a hypocrite. I don't understand why these people praise you. Sounding like you sent him commissary when he needs some paper. Album dropping soon, no wonder you turn a clout chaser instead of doing hard labor. Nigga, I see you when I see you like Fantasia. And Whitney, you can hit me if you need a favor. And when I say I hit your back, it's a lot safer. I promise. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, this shit was some good exercise. Like, it's good to get out, get the pen working. You would be a worthy competitor if I was really a predator and you weren't fucking lying to every blogger and editor, but it is what it is. You definitely got this shit burnt the fuck out, though. Like, you got 10 more records to drop. The one before the last one, we finessed you into telling a story that doesn't even exist. And then you go and drop the West Coast one to try and cover that up. I would like that one. That would be some shit I could dance to if you wasn't tripling down on some whole other bullshit. But, you know, at least your fans are getting some raps out of you. I'm happy I can motivate you, bring you back to the game. Like, you know, but just let me know when we're getting to the facts. Everything in my shit is facts. I'm waiting on you to return the favor, like.
What's up, everybody? You are now tuned in live to the Chicago Podcast, and I'm your Sean Bibbs. And I'm going to be talking about this Ryan Garcia versus Devin Haney story. It has been alleged that Ryan Garcia, on the April 20th fight versus Devin Haney, it has been alleged after the PED test that he took. He took steroids. He tested positive. But according to Ryan Garcia, back on February 26th, when he took the PED test, he tested negative. Then also on March the 8th, he tested negative. And March the 15th, he tested negative. And April the 3rd, he tested negative. So according to Ryan Garcia, about 2 to 3 weeks before this fight on April the 20th, he tested negative. So it doesn't make sense why his results came back positive, according to the test that he took, you know, days following the fight. Also, it has been shared that when Ryan Garcia weighed in, he was about 3.2 pounds over the weight limit, but him and Devin Haney agreed to the weight difference. Also, has been shared by ESPN correspondents that, according to boxing officials, being overweight is okay, I guess, in this case, if both fighters agree to the difference. Also, Haney also tested negative when he tested both April the 19th and April the 20th. But this has been a talk of the town. It has been all over Twitter and all over social media, because obviously Ryan Garcia tested positive, and this is the results that came about after the fact. He failed his test. And if you don't know what a PED test is, it is a performance enhancement drug test. So his test contains substances that were used to unnaturally increase his strength, stamina, and athletic performance, which is not allowed in any type of major league sports. You're not allowed to take any steroids to enhance your abilities to play. Essentially, This is why most athletes train, like football players and basketball players, they train during certain off seasons, and they train in between time, to enhance their ability. Like, you have to do it physically and mentally. There's no such thing as taking supplements or pills in order to enhance your performance, because it has to be naturally. It shows your exact ability to engage in whatever sport or activity that you're doing. That is not allowed, and actually gets you banned from any sport that you're playing when those results come back that you're actually positive for these enhancements. But according to the internet, Ryan Garcia failed this test, and you know, I just think, like, according to him, he tested in February, he tested twice in March, and then again in April, about 2 weeks before the fight, he tested negative. So according to thinking about that, how would he have been, you know, tested positive like a few days after the fight? I mean, what, did he take some steroids a week or two before the fight? Like, because his last testing results, where he tested negative, according to these, according to this information that I have, was April the 3rd. But according to what I seen on the internet, his results for his most recent test, which the date has not been shared or disclosed, but you know, those results came back positive. But I'm trying to figure out, why wouldn't they have had his results come back before he fought? Because then they would have knew before he even fought that, you know, he would have tested positive. I'm not understanding why it came about after the fact. This is not making sense to me. But Ryan Garcia is stating that he did not take any steroids and he won that fight fair and square. So he knocked Henny down 3 times before getting the victory. So he said he did that all on his own. He did what he had to do as far as training. He did what he had to do as far as, you know, everything physically that he was supposed to do that was actually allowed according to the rules of the ESPN boxing sport. Like, he did everything that he was supposed to do. He didn't do anything to, you know, gain the victory by taking any supplements or do anything out of the ordinary. That is what Ryan Garcia is alleging. But, you know, Tank, which is Devontae Davis, who is also, if you don't know, he's affiliated with Floyd Mayweather. His record that I've seen is actually 29-0. He weighs about 134.5 pounds, and he's 29 years old, and he's also from Baltimore, Maryland. He says he backed Ryan Garcia, and he has a problem with the fact that he tested positive, because he backed him. Like, he found him to be a good boxer, but after him hearing the results that he actually tested positive, he says he don't stand for shit like that. He wants to beat Ryan Garcia's ass because he feel like, dude, like, what are you doing taking steroids? Like, if you're a fighter, you're a fighter, but if you can't do this for real, this is just me stating my opinion. This is not something that was said, but this is just me. Like, if you can't fight for real, you should not be part of a major league. Like, train and prepare yourself to be in that ring. Like, don't take shortcuts, because there are some things in life that doesn't allow you to take shortcuts. Like, you might could take a shortcut when you're driving, or, you know, en route to go someplace, but as far as certain major league sports, you're not allowed to take steroids, because that's not how this goes. So in my opinion, this story is really crazy, and this is not the first time I've heard an athlete, you know, taking steroids and getting banned from the league and stuff like that, because obviously, for whatever reason, they, you know, I think about life as the 5 P's. You know, poor preparation leads to poor performance. So if you don't physically prepare yourself, you're not going to succeed in whatever you do. So, you know, even if you decide to do something that is going to enhance whatever you're doing, it's still going to show that you did not do what you had to do in order to get the results that you were supposed to get. Because there are certain things in life, like, it's a no-brainer. Like, it's not hard. Like, if you're an athlete and you train, if you're a basketball player, you train and you go to the gym and you practice on your shot, it's not going to be quite often that you miss, because you're actually working on your body, you're working on your shot, you're working on your form, and you're gaining the knowledge of what is the best place for you to actually shoot when it comes to basketball. Same with football. Like, if you're a quarterback, you have to train. You have to physically prepare yourself to get out there and do what you got to do on the field, on that court, in that boxing ring. Like, you can't take shortcuts. So for a person to actually think that, you know, they cannot be physically prepared for something, they could just take a steroid, it's crazy. So always remember that. Always remember that proper preparation prevents poor performance. That's the message of the day. Proper preparations prevents poor performance. If you properly prepare yourself for anything that you do, it could be something new that you're learning. If you properly prepare yourself, there, I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, you're going to succeed in whatever you're doing. No matter how you come into something, what you physically do to prepare yourself for something new, for something that you know, you probably know how to do, but if you're not preparing yourself, like, you know, when doing podcasts, one of the things that's best to do, and this is just a little advice that I want to give, and then I'm done, but you have to make sure you take notes and you do your research, because it's a thing to just get behind a mic. Anybody could just get behind a mic and start talking, but if nothing you're saying is making sense, and nothing has even been cited or said anywhere on any platforms, then you're going to sound dumb. And that's the same way with anything else you do. If you don't know what you're doing, you're going to look like you don't know what you're doing if you're not properly preparing yourself. You have to do the work. There's nothing going to come to you as far as success unless you do the work and you make it make sense and you work hard for what you want. But that's my time, y'all. Hope everybody enjoy their weekend. Have a great night. And always remember, y'all, proper preparation prevents poor performance. It doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're playing sports, whether you're singing, whether you're rapping, whether you're dancing, whether you're teaching. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. So whatever you do, do it to the fullest. Do what you're passionate about. Mean what you say. Make sure your talk match your walk. And with that being said, y'all, peace.
Too much pretty Ari. I'm riding real pretty. I'm in your city, like it's a ditty. City. Got the bad bitches with me. With me. Got the bad bitches with me. With me. Got your nigga with me. He spend that cash. We doing the dash. He gon' crash.
I can't quit. I be lit. Niggas clown. Getting that it. I'm a dog. Getting that pit. You ain't gang. Who you with? Can't be dolo. Got my stick. In my clip. Press button. Stop my whips. Take my picture. Just how I look. We didn't go out. She can cook. Folks, I'm staying gang. Stop being crooks. You should leave.
She wanna fuck for the squirrel, that feel it, you feel me, she feel it, say, I was in a setback, now I just sit back, what is a jetpack, can I cop that whip, can I hit that shit, is a coupe a ship, are you catching a drip, I'm hiding a bitch, I'm not off a penny, my belly Brazilian, I smoke with a zip of the, outside with the, hit your ass with the, the feeling that niggas really be intelligent when they be talking that silly shit. Rappers were lucky than dealers, they just selling dope in a whole nother industry. I had to sit on that mentally, like I was falling a penalty penitentiary. So centuries, what could they do to eventually censor me? Nothing, nah. I get it busted, turn our office to a mosh, but you'll be neck like an ostrich. I want the cash on deposit, champagne and mozzie. I want the color of Clico. I cannot sell it and deal it. I hold up a million like Diddy. The sky's the limit. They dig it, I'm jiggy like Jigga, but fuck it, I'm realer. Yeah, security.
clarity, barely bury me. Bitch, I will bury you, then I bury me. We on a block, speaking of Cherokee, American parodies, man, in this way. I'm so arrogant, catching the vapors with turbulence. This is a 3-minute tournament. I got the block with me, Glock with me, shopping me properly. I get your highest astrology, sliding your hood, no apologies. Switch on the blicky, it's pretty like Ricky. This shit get sticky and Nicky. You screaming at Ricky, I'm really gonna pit me a nigga like back when I was Eddie. Your brand no battle admitted. Now I'm independent and the business giving out percentage. Not a part of business, we just running blocks just like a politician. My position, you the opposition, that's good precision. They ain't no commission, they just on the mission. Real talk, cause they fuck with niggas, you a real boss when you run your business.
Chicago, 773-312.
Pop Eastside crazy, man. Born and raised. Pop, when you hear my name, you know what the fuck going on. You better shake that ass, bitch. Wigs, hair, lashes, glasses, all they on deck. Come on, holla at me. Pop, too much. Too much. They know I'm too much. Pop, too much. This shit don't stop.
Greatest ever do this shit, by the way.
You know I'm gon' pop.
Chicago.
Yo, that's all the tea we have for today, people. Red Five Productions and the Chicago View Podcast want to throw a massive thank you to our sponsors at the Women's Business Development Center and the Cook County Small Business Source. They keep our vibes high and our shows lit. Check them out at the WBDC.org and the Cook County Small Bills.org, as in BIZ.org. Thanks for rocking with us today, and don't miss our next episode for the next hottest updates in entertainment.